Zion and Hess issues, if we can, hopefully by Sunday, I guess at the latest Monday. And by Sunday already I'll give you some further marmakomos for Daf Tesamid Aleph, Shavinafsha Chaticha, the Usura, very important topic. And again, I really do hope to get back to adding some information and perspective on some of the Birchas Chasad. And this is, you know, only when you learn Ksuvos can you do these topics, and they come up all the time, especially at this age and then later ages. So it's always, it's not only, you know, so you can have the Torah when they call on you. It's really, I think, tremendously shapes your perspective on these topics, and sometimes the little details here or there really make a difference in the total understanding. Anyways, having said that, before we move on to Beis Chasanim, again, some of these topics will be augmented as we go along. I just want to make another couple of comments about the last things that we've been doing. I looked at a little bit at some of the pages in the Kamai, just to see if we could pick up a little bit more here or there. There isn't that much, but I wanted to mention a few shittos. It's like, on the whole topic, there are like 30, 40 pages, so that takes a while to get through, but it's specifically on our issues. So the last thing that we discussed, we were discussing the criterion of Shasimcha Vimono, and again, it's not just Shasimcha Vimono, it's basically how we understand different perspectives on Simcha in Halacha, right? The idea that there's something called Simcha Sagabra, and halachically Simcha Sagabra, I don't mean stam a person smiling or not smiling. How does the halacha view the requirement of Simcha? It's called something called Simcha Sagabra, I think, clearly. There's also something called Chetzah Shel Simcha, where the institution is inherently, not only does it trigger Simcha Sagabra, but it's a happy institution. I think that those are different, obviously connected, but different ideas. And therefore we have to figure out, when both of these apply, when, you know, either of these apply, etc. And that's what we've been looking at in terms of Shasimcha B'mona, Shakiyanu, the participation of an Avel, Nefila Sapayim, Seuda, and so on. And a few other things as well. So, Shasimcha B'mona and the question of Tzara D'Yanuka, as we discussed, becomes a very important, thank you so much, becomes an important factor in all of that. So just a couple of more ha'aros, just to for the moment. Firstly, I think Shlomo brought to my attention, right? The Trumas HaDeshen?
Yonatan.
I keep getting... Kavrusas.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Nidbru, it's a Nidbru kind of a thing, right? Yirei Elokim. So with a Nifa. So, okay. So, the Trumas HaDeshen. So the Trumas HaDeshen apparently characterizes Pidgin Aben as well as Tzara D'Yanuka,
yeah.
But he doesn't really explain.
Not explain.
We don't know whether or not he's referring to the possibility of Nafel, right, or not. But go ahead, if you don't mind, just a line. What's the number?
It's Reish Samaches.
Reish Samaches.
Amnam Echad Megidole Hatik Meitos Rosh Riva. And I'm skipping a little bit.
Is that your guy?
What?
Isn't that your sefer?
Who?
Tosis Riva?
I don't think so.
It wasn't Tosis Riva?
I think it was
Riva Lava.
It had to be
a Zaka.
Riva
Lava. I think the Riva is the Riva Zaka.
Oh, so yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Talking about an Avel. Avel mutter lechol besudas bismila tok shel shem yom va'afilu tok zayin levad shel yatzim pesach besa v'chein b'pidjon ben mishum de lefamim ikka tzara liyinuka ad kan.
Okay. So again, is that the same as the Rabbeinu Tuvia and so on? Very possibly. Is that also come from the Riva originally?
Wait, the after Mehacha Shaminan?
No. In the when the Rishonim Kotosa Rush and the interesting. So again, I'm just not sure what he has in mind, but I'm guessing he has in mind, again, this question of, since there's a possibility of an Eiffel, and you could still have Pidgin Aben, so there can be, in theory, Pidgin Aben in case of Tzara D'Yanuka, Tzara D'Yanuka, Tzara Avur HaYanuka in this case, very tragic situation. So that indicates that the Dosha Simcha. Then, of course, the question becomes, like we discussed already, and that is, why don't you just say, when it's a happy event, you say Shasimcha Bebono, when not. So again, if you give the little plug answer, you know, nasata lo imke nasata dvarecha l'shiurin, basically, you know, there are two ways to understand what that means too. The pashtus, what that means is inachanami but. In other words, we want to, you know, objectify this halacha. Sometimes imke nasata dvarecha l'shiurin is another way of saying, and then I think you know, we pointed out that the Tosa Rosh doesn't have imke nasata dvarecha l'shiurin. Another way of saying, well, if you're dealing with Simchas HaGavra in Achanami, but then you can talk about plug, low plug, you know, etc. But if you're talking about the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, the fact that you could have a pigeon of Ben in a situation which is tragic shows you that it's not a din in Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So either way, I'm not sure what the translation has in mind, but it definitely is intriguing. Okay. So, you know, part of the theme of Shlomo and Yonatan also mentioned to me the Tshuva of the Marit,
yeah.
Right? So the Marit also discusses the question of the Beis Shmuel, right? Which is, what about Machzir Grushoso saying Shah Simcha? What about Machzir Grushoso saying Shah Simcha Bimono? So, right? So what does he have there? What's the number there?
That is Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Dalet.
Aleph Samach Dalet. Okay. So what does he say?
He basically says that...
How does he formulate the question?
Shela, Nishala, Shela, B'moshav, Zekanim, Be'echad, Shehechzer, Ez, Grushaso, Ma'u, Sheyvarch, Lusha, Simcha, Ma'ona. V'nir, Be'enai, Rabbeinu, Ma'achachamim, Sheyivarech, Tevadem, Yisua, Mechadash, Heim, U'mitzvah, Ka'adim.
Oh, well, this is actually quite... the language is important. That's why I wanted you to read it. Again, one more time, that part slower. Nira.
Nira, Sheyivarech, Tevadem, Yisua, Mechadash, Heim, U'mitzvah, Ka'adim.
Oh, so again, this his first thought is that you should say Shasimcha Bimono, right? And the reason being, interestingly enough, is that it's a new marriage. So again, this is part of the question that I raised, and that is Matzah Grushoso really, really a new marriage, right? So is it a new marriage, David? What do you think? It's a new marriage. Matzah Grushoso? What? Okay, so David's with the Marit. But as we know, it's not so simple, because since they're, again, the heter for Matzah Grushoso, it's that there's no marriage in between, so it's at least tempting to consider the possibility, and there is some evidence for it, that maybe it's a lapse on some level, at least, back into the old marriage, right? Or a negation of the get. We don't mean it literally, obviously. It's not really a negation of the get. I mean, there was, you know, if it was a negation of the get, then it would work for a Kohen, you know, as well, and it doesn't. So, but the point is that it's some way to turn back the clock. And as we noted, we know that there's a machlokas regarding the general Birchas Nisuin, right, under the chuppah even, right, whether or not you say that in Matzah Grushoso. That's a debate between the Rith and Rav Haigon. And we even know in some versions that it affects even Birchas Eirusin, which is even more shocking, because to say that Birchas Nisuin, put it this way, if we're considering three things, Shasimcha Bimono, right, to Birchas Nisuin and Birchas Eirusin, right, in that order, right, that's minakal el akavi. The biggest kiddush would be that there's no birchas eirusin, because birchas eirusin certainly seems to be more objective in a birchas hamitzvah, nothing to do with simcha. Right? Again, according to the Rush, it's birchas shevach, so maybe, but certainly according to the Rishonim, would think, you know, that it's birchas hamitzvah. You know, that would be very, very mechudash to say there's no birchas. Yet there is such a view. Birchas nisuin, it depends. Again, if we see it as birchas hamitzvah, that's one thing. If we see it as the way I'm suggesting for the Rambam and maybe some others, part of the, you know, Hagdara, and therefore adding a kiyum to the Nisuin itself, and also really describing the Nisuin, even then, dropping it for Matzah Grushoso is quite mechudash. If you see it simply as, you know, the reflection of Simcha and Shevach, there's more flexibility. And some of those who reject the idea that there'd be any impact on Birchas Nisuin, I mean, the Rif's rejection of Rav Haigon is strong. It's like, what are you talking about? Shasimcha Bimono depends very much on what we've been discussing. So the more we look at Shasimcha b'mono as, you know, Simchas Hagavra, the easier it is to say about Shasimcha b'mono that, you know, alright, that doesn't apply to Machsa Grushaso, even if Machsa Grushaso isn't lapsing back, even if the Chalosa Ishus, whether it's an Erisin or Nisuin, is typical in every way, and the past history is just that, namely past history, but that it affects Simchas Hagavra, that we understand. And that it affects the din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, right in the Sugya in Moed Katan, is clear. So the question is, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is just about Simcha Sagavra, and that's what's Koveya for Shasimcha B'mono, or that all of this reflects on the quality and the character of the Chalosa Ishus. So these are really the issues. So the Maritz, just very fascinating that the Maritz, you know, Muskal Rishon, which is that there would be Shasimcha B'mono, is accompanied by a strong statement that Machsa Grushaso, you know, notwithstanding the history, right, is a typical Ishus, and it's like a new Ishus. Keep going.
So then he gives a very long answer, but I could skip to the part that...
Yeah.
That'll
be good.
Yeah. So he quotes some places, and that Machsa Grushaso, Alma Machsa Grushaso lav Simcha Hila. And he says that it's not Simcha, but he doesn't dispute the fact that it's a new marriage. And in the end, regarding Marvin Simcha Basimcha, he says, Mashma, the whole de Mavarachin Shah Simcha Mono, Otter Lassus Bachola Moed, Alma, Machsa Grushaso, de Mutter Bachola Moed, Lom Varachin on Shah Simcha Mono.
So that's the conclusion of Marit, and that is the conclusion of the Beis Shmuel, the last line, literally, of the Beis Shmuel in Simon Samach Beis. He talks about Almon v'Almana, he talks about the machlokas between the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, which we know is really a machlokas in the Rishonim already, between the Shiti Yishana and others, right, whether or not, in a case of Almon v'Almana, where you have Echa, the Bracha, the Gimel, the Simcha, which of these is Koveya regarding both Shah Simcha b'mono and Ashabara. There seems to be, again, this parallel argument between the Rishonim and then later in the Poskim, regarding, you know, that some of them say that Shah Simcha b'mono, that goes with the Simcha, that's Gimel, right? And the Asher Bara, that's Machlokas between the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, between the Shiti Yishana and others. That's the context. So then the last line, the Beis Shmuel says, V'im Hichsa Grushaso, Kasa B'Sefer, maybe he's actually quoting the Marit, I'm not sure. The Ein Omrim Shah Simcha b'mono, the Raya Davar, the Mutar Lahachser Grushaso B'moed. Okay, so that's exactly the issue here. So of course, what would be quite interesting is in light of this, you know, the analysis that we undertook. But again, you know, when we consider some of the other evidence that we've seen about some Simchas Hagavra, just to fill it out, the Meiri about Chasan Avel, right? The Sefer Chassidim that Itamar brought to our attention about Einam Hagunim, right? Once you start route, again, I don't think anybody will say that Einam Hagunim can get married b'moed, right? I guess they're not supposed to be married to begin with, so they probably shouldn't get married even not b'moed. But, you know, I don't think anybody would say that there's a lack of, that the din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha would also not apply. But anyways, and what about Chasan Avel? Interesting to look and to think, you know, about these different issues. But, particularly, Almon v'Almana, is very interesting in light of, our discussion. So, we know that, you know, there are some Rishonim who think that Almon v'Almana get Shah Simcha B'mono, even 3 days. Others think 1 day, right? And that's, there's a parallel machlokas, whether to be mechalik between Asher Bara and Shah Simcha B'mono, as we discussed. But, you wonder, in light of the, Marit and the Beis Shmuel conclusion, that there's no Shah Simcha B'mono in Matzah Grushaso, whether it's conceivable to consider such a possibility as well in Almon V'Almana. So let me make it clear, as we have previously when we talked about Almon V'Almana. To suggest that like Matzah Grushaso, Almon V'Almana may be a different chalos ishus, which would affect Birchas Erusin, for example, I think is impossible. we're talking about a new way, a new marriage between between people. We have suggested the possibility that in terms of cheftza shel simcha, and certainly in terms of simcha sagavra, though, there might be a change. Right? And that's why one of the issues that we discussed is whether almon v'almona under the chuppah, right, and for Yom Rishon are limited to Asher Bara, or some special bracha, like Asher Bara, right, the Orchas Chaim, and so on, or whether or not they have the full complement. Even if we suggest that in terms of what they say under the chuppah, and possibly even Yom Rishon, that there's no difference between Almon V'Almana and everything else, our analysis of Almon V'Almana, right, definitely left us with the possibility that even as an Ishus, you know, which affects both of them, not just try to figure out which is the Mechayiv of the Chasan, which is the Mechayiv of the Kala, and which is the Mechayiv of one or the other or both, which was the other possibilities, but that Almon V'Almana, in terms of Simchas HaGavra, and maybe even Simchas HaIshus, is different. And in light of that, as we noted, I mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch is mistapek with regard to Almon V'Almana, whether or not either the Aleph or the Gimel, we'll just get back to that at some point very quickly, what happens in Avelos? There's a few of a Chasan Almon V'Almana, Chasan Avel, or, you know, you, on the day, let's say, right after, let's say, the chuppah between an alma and the almana, right, if there's a, if there's a patira, so we know that in the case of Shiva Simei Mishta, that is doche, the Shiva. Is that true with regard to alma and the almana, or Rias Negayim, right, is Rias Negayim in the amount of days of alma and the almana treated the same way as a regular? So that belongs on the list of Almon V'Almana, as does these other questions of Shasimcha V'Mono. So in light of, you know, basically the question is Almon V'Almana just quantitatively restricted, you know, to either three or to one? But basically, qualitatively, whatever Simcha and Bracha there is the same? Or no, there's a qualitative difference, and if so, how far does that go? So if there's some question about Rias Negayim and Avelos, and Achronim raise it, l'halacha, I'm not aware of anybody who, you know, really concluded that there's a difference, but the very raising of the question is interesting. It's also intriguing to, you know, to know whether it goes in the other direction. Once we know that there might be a Chalos, Zayin Yamim, you know, even beyond the one and the three in Almon V'Almana, right, what's that going to affect? Is that going to affect you might say, in other words, two extremes. You might say, there's no Dechias Avelos and there's no Dechias Rias Negayim at all in Almon V'Almana. That's one extreme. Or you might say that even though there's only Aleph, you know, Lebracha and Gimel, Lesimcha, maybe there's Zayin Yamim, if there's a Chalos Zayin Yamim, Le'Evel and Le'Rias Negayim. Okay. So similarly, you know, we don't have any Gemara that says that there's Shasimcha B'mono in Almon V'Almana. So while there are even Shita Yishana and others, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, who are saying that Shasimcha B'mono not only depends on Bracha, but depends on Simcha, right? The evidence of the Gemara is sufficiently open, and these other parallel Sfeikos are such that we'd love to find, and I'm not saying it's not out there, I'm just saying I'm not aware of it, someone who will tell you that just like Matzah Grushaso, there's no problem, there's no Shasimcha B'mono, right? So too, maybe in Almon V'Almana there's no Shasimcha B'mono, right? In other words, we might end up saying exactly the opposite of what some of the Mfarshim actually say. Again, the Ravid seems to say that there's Shasimcha B'mono and Almon V'Almana. Does seem to say this for 7 days. I'm suggesting the opposite. It might not be even for one day, conceivably. And then, of course, if so, the middle options, which we already know, the first day if it's connected to brachos, or maybe the 3 days if it's connected to simcha. But again, this dialectic of shasimcha b'mono, what the relationship is between shasimcha b'mono and other things, is tricky, because again, if we're talking about chetza shel simcha, we may go one way with all of this. If we're speaking about simchas hagavra, we may go the other way, and we may say that sometimes there, you know, sometimes the simchas hagavra is easier to accomplish, and sometimes, you know, the conditions need to be perfect, and it's actually easier to disturb or to undercut. Yeah. The what?
The Ginas Radim, when he talks about the Isha that was Mizanin.
Yeah.
I said that she was married previously. So he says that he would say that you shouldn't make any brachos whatsoever, and he doesn't include Shasim Bimono because it's a busha to the Chasam and it's not a simple.
I mean, if somebody marries an Isha who is previously Mizana?
Yeah.
So the Ginas Radim says what? That you don't, the only bracha that you make is Shasim Bimono?
No, he says nothing. You make no brachos. My mom says I have to look back at it. Get rid of Brachos Chasanim and Shasim Bimono. Says, we'll treat her like an amana because nobody else agrees with me. I think that's what he ends up saying.
So would you, one second. So you say, you don't say Shasimcha b'mono.
If I'm not mistaken, I have to look back at it.
Okay. And what you do say is the Sheva Brachos, or you don't?
He says, if we're up to me, we get rid of everything.
Like they say, like the...
There's no Simcha b'mono, that's what he
says. Even under the Chuppah, or just during the Shiva Simei Mishnah? Even under the chuppah.
Yom Rishon, he says Yom Rishon.
No, Yom Rishon is something else. Most Rishonim understand that Yom Rishon means Seuda. Not probably not the Rambam and not from Sar Sholem Gon or whatever, but we'll get to it in a second. But okay. If you can find it, let me know. Okay, that's a sensational shita as well. He quotes that? That Ginas Bradim?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What? I don't have a lashon here. I just have it.
Oh, where is it? In the end of Samach Gimel? I don't remember that one.
Os Yud Tes?
Tes. Oh, Tes. Pesachei Tshuva Os Tes?
I think so. Yeah.
It could be. I've gone through these. I may have forgotten them. Almon Shanasa Almana. Ein Tshuva Snodi Ben Sakem? Yeah. Noif Shanasa Beulta Didei. Oh, that's a little bit different. Okay. No, but Noif Shanasa Beulta Didei. Bekolshkein Almon Shanasa Beulta Delav Didei. Okay. Dino ka'almon shenasa almana ve'ein mevarchin zayin brachos ele yom rishon bilvad. De'ika zayin brachos mitam simchaso v'simchasa v'zeh hu imlo tamu tambia. Hashem ke no noefe shekvar tamu, they're living together or whatever, tambia ein lem simcha ki'im kamo almon shenasa almana. V'ayim b'tshuva, okay, that's not such a big, that's, it's a chiddush, and it's actually...
So he says,
yeah, one second. That, I'm sorry, you found it?
Yeah. He has a lashon in Maxi Grishas of the Gamri.
In which case?
In the case of Isha of Zana, the Bult of Acher.
Okay.
You remember this?
So you don't say anything?
Yeah, Shalom of Arif Rakhazim of Alahim, Shisham Simcha, Maxi Grishas of Apapisha, Insham Shum Zilzo of Hashem, it's Bizoi, Yukabokam came in Shisham Simcha, Imavarcham Rakhazu, Yukoshakim, the Kia Gavna, the Vada, Insham Simcha Cloud, Kino Biboile, the Aim Roy of Arif Rakhazu, the Sesla Shabin Yamil Rakhazu.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so that's Sif Katan Tes in the Piskei Tshuva. Okay, great. So, and again, I say these aren't just individual shitas, these are really like a hierarchy of perspective in the different types of simcha and how objective, you know, everything depends on the, you know, the institution of the marriage, the Simcha Sagavra, how we define Simcha Sagavra, etc. Okay. A couple of other just quick aros on some of these issues. We talked about the Nusach HaBracha, and we... Yeah?
If you had the Bracha Simcha Mono at a wedding, had it with the, like, the creation of a new entity...
Say one more time?
Could it be that the Bracha Simcha Mono pertains to the creation of a new entity of Ishas?
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. Are you talking about at the chuppah, or under the chuppah there's no shasimcha b'mona, that's clear.
Even if I did everything,
that's... Yes, that's what you asked me the other day. I think it's 1,000% clear. Yeah, I think it's clear to everyone. There's just no shasimcha b'mona outside of the context of... we don't find in any authority that I'm aware of that there's shasimcha b'mona under the chuppah. There's only going to be in Birchas HaMazon in the context of.
So why did it only six brachos that they make under the chuppah?
Well, according to the Itur, or unless you say that under the. But basically, yeah, that's what Gemara says, Chamesh and Sheish. That's really what it is. Correct. And Bar Per, because he doesn't count Bar Per Guffin and Asay Besan, unless you think that under the chuppah they become part of it. They become the seven, which they are for everybody else. But I think it's 1,000% clear that everything he's talking about is only in Shiva Sinei.
Even on the tzad that it's a real bracha.
Even on the tzad that it's a real bracha, I think, as I said then, that this is another indication that, like the Rambam, but you know, in a different way, the Itur thinks that the Ishus is one din of Shava Brachos, and that the Zayin Yemei Mishnah is a totally different chalos. Totally different. It's another stage, and therefore has different rules. And the fact that there's overlapping, yet there are differences, to me, accentuates that there's a subtle, we've moved on to the next stage, and it has its own dynamic. That's what I think. It's clear.
So it can't be that the bracha is somehow related to the creation of a new Mishnah.
Well, it could relate to that in the context of Shivas Hayamim, but I don't think that it's, that per se it is that under the and therefore it has a role under the chuppah. No. I don't think so. I don't think we ever found it anywhere outside of the framework of Birchas HaMazon in Zimun in the context of a Suda. And think the Rishonim and the Gaonim, some of them try to bring proofs that you dafka need a Suda because of Shas Simcha B'mono in that
context. It could be that, like, we're coming back to Hitler.
Yeah.
He says that in the Beis HaMikdash they made the bracha Kol Yom with the Shiras HaLevim.
Okay.
Right, because he says that has been a mo.
Okay. I don't think that that's what he says about the bracha of Shasimcha B'mono in this context. I think he's also trying to explain, as we know, that there, and we'll discuss that again as we go forward, that a lot of the a lot of the Zayin brachos are connected to the Mikdash, and Shasimcha B'mono and so on is connected to that ideal. You know, Gavona Bachas Michorvon Rishalayim. But I don't think at all that means that Shasimcha B'mono is said under the chuppah.
But it would explain the same chassidim that there are certain marriages that don't qualify as.
I think we don't need that to explain that, although it definitely can be one of the explanations. We understand that Ishus is, as we've said, is a Davar Shebikdusha in the sense that we say Mekadosh Yisrael and Mekadosh Yisrael Yedei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. And an answer to the Gonim's concern, how can we do that in the Chasimah Sabracha? So the idea that that should have a very high standard, and that the stakes for Klal Yisrael are enormous, and that's why it's a Tzibor kind of a thing, all that explains why Isha Sheina Haguna isn't just like a nicety, but it's something more...
Forget about the Tzibor and forget about the Yisrael. Maybe we're just talking about within this marriage itself, the Sheina Benayim.
I don't know, but that's why is that forgetting about Klal Yisrael and about the Tzibor? That's exactly the point. You don't, the mini units of Klal Yisrael have to have Shekhinah B'neihem. That's exactly the point. I don't think that is a separate idea. I think that's a connected idea or an overlapping idea. So you have to have very high standards in who you choose as a spouse according to that. And it's very understandable that should impact on things like Shasim Chedamon. Again, nobody's telling you that impacts on the Zayin Brachos, right?
Right, because here, in a certain sense, Shasim Chedamon is pertaining to something different altogether. It's not just about the Yitzhak and the Ishus,
or maybe it's just about Simchas HaGavra and or the idea. I mean, the Gemara says it is. Gemara says, Afushe Simcha B'Alma, Gevarach and Asher Bar, Shasim Chedamon. So the Gemara is definitely seeing it. The Gemara is portraying it as something which is
only along with Asher Bara. Not here for Asher Bara, it's just the
brachos. So that's part of our discussion. But when the Gemara lists the brachos that we say under the chuppah, the Gemara doesn't list Shasimcha B'mono. The only Gemara only mentions Shasimcha B'mono when it talks about Yom HaKama and Shar Yamim and the need for Panim Chadashos, etc. And that is not, the Itur has that Gemara and the Itur is working with that Gemara. So the Pashtus is that Shasimcha B'mono is only in that context. The thing with Asher Bara, which makes it different, which is what we talked about, is that Asher Bara is on both lists. We know that Asher Bara is under the chuppah. It's the culminating bracha under the chuppah. Right? We also know that Asher Bara is the only standalone bracha of the ones that are mentioned under the chuppah during Shar HaYamin. And then the Gemara introduces Shasimcha B'mono, but only during Shar HaYamin. and it calls it afush. The only time the Gemara ever speaks about Shasimcha b'mono, it calls it afushe simcha b'yalma. And the Gemara has it as a possibility in Bris Milah. So to say that, you know, that it's one of the Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah, or that it has nothing to do with Simcha, is, I think, beyond. Say that again? Well, again, we'll get to it in a second. The Abu Dram has a nice shot about that, but again, you can't ignore the language of the Gemara, which they all quote, which is Afushe Simcha
B'Yalma. Well, the point is that there's, when you have that kind of that concept alone that comes along with Simcha.
Okay, I'm you can always dismiss it, but all I'm saying is there's no necessity to make Shasimcha b'mono. I happen to like the idea that Shasimcha b'mono integrates into its environment, but to say that Shasimcha b'mono kind of becomes the Ikar Birchas and Nisuin when it's not even mentioned under the Chuppah and the Gemara describes it differently. It's not part of, it's not a separate concept because it is integrated with Asher Baruch.
So it comes after you create a Kol HaTishos. So the Shevra Brachos would be part of the Yetzirah HaTishos. This is kind of the effect of the way you
I don't know the effect, but it's an acknowledgement. Again, you're only saying it when you're celebrating. So you're, and again, in the end of the day, all I'm saying is you're not explaining, you're attaching a lot more significance to Shel Simcha B'mono in a way than you are to the other Brachos. And in my opinion, that doesn't justify afu simcha b'almahu omrim, which, you know, seems to imply that it has, I wouldn't say less, but different. I just don't see beyond that. But either way, about a second ago you wanted to say Shasimcha was under the chuppah, now you're telling me it's only after the ishus is a chalos ishus. But
no,
I agree that it can only be after the chuppah.
It's
definitely not. I mean, he doesn't say that, and there's no indication. I just think it's inconceivable. I think that's inconceivable. Okay. Regarding the Nusach HaBracha, just very quickly, we made a lot of the fact that the Asher Bara ends with Mesameach Chasan Im Hakala, whereas Sameach Tisamach ends with Sameach Chasan Bikala. That is the girsa that we have in our Gemara. That's the girsa of most Rishonim. We also noted that some of the Gaonim in Lechem Mishnah already quotes it, that in Sameach Tisamach, that they end with a Yerushalayim reference. Misameach Amo B'Yerushalayim or something like that. So I just wanted to point out, I was looking through the Kamai a little bit, that in the Sefer, in the Siddur of Rav Tzadja Gaon, there are two important Shinuyim. One is this idea, that the Misameach Amo, this is on page one for everybody who has it. On page 174, because here from the Siddur of Rav Tzadja Gaon, Sameach Tisamach Reim Avim Sameach Yitzirchem Begadena Mikedem Baruch Atah Hashem Misameach Amo B'Yerushalayim. Okay, which again highlights the Yerushalayim theme here, which is a very big issue. And then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, slightly different girsa, Asher Bara Sasam V'Sisam V'Chasam V'Kala Aba Achva Gil V'Reus V'Ranan, and then Beherak Elokeinu Yishama Hashem Elokeinu Marei Yehudam V'Chatzus Ra'im Yerushalayim Kol Chasam V'Kol Simcha Kol Chasam V'Kol Kala Kol Mitzalos Kupos Chasanim M'Mishtei Na'arim U'Meneginasam Baruch Atah Hashem M'Sameach Chasan Vikala. So that's interesting. In other words, the Sameach Chasan Vikala of Sameach to Samach is moved over to Asher Bar, but there's no Sameach Chasan Imakala. That's very just interesting to think about. And when we get to speak more about the brachas, we'll speak more about that. At the same time, it's also interesting that the he calls it contrast Asher Bara. He here has the shita Kol Suda Shehechin Achasan B'Toch Hakodesh Arishon V'Amar Zeh Yishum Achasa, right? Machmas Hilula. In other words, he also holds, like the Shita Yishana, that Mevarchin B'Nochechuso Asher Bara Sasan V'Simcha, and then he says V'Im Lo Amar Zeh Yishum Achasana Ein Mevarchin Elish Asimcha B'Mono. Now, even the Rishonim, this we had also in the, I think in the Orchas Chaim, that even some of the Rishonim who hold that Asher Bara is dragged with Shasimcha b'mono beyond, in other words, Zayin Yimei HaMishteh, but there's still a difference in terms of Machmas Hilula or Lo Machmas Hilula. I think that becomes important as well, because I think you still have to end up saying that Shasimcha b'mono is a bracha of Simcha Klalit, Afushe Simcha, and therefore, you know, it doesn't, as long as you're happy, even if you're not designating it as a wedding celebration, at that point at least, I guess the presence of a certain level of simcha, you know, that simply is there, is sufficient, whereas Asher Bara, which, you know, you are expanding, but either you're expanding it b'toras birchas chasanim, beyond yimei chasanim, or it's a bracha specifically about the simcha of chasan v'kala, and therefore it has to be machmas hilula. But either way, these are the shitas that appear in the Siddur of Rav Haiko. Okay. So that is that's an important shita. The Sefer Batim that Itamar mentioned the other day also has an important line that I just wanted to add. V'chein b'kol dvavar shehu mitzvah, that's the line that we spoke about. Mevarchen shasimcha, but it sounds like an expansive formulation. But then he adds, aval besudas shiduchin she'en sham mitzvah ein mevarchim v'davar shel talmud. He's contrasted to a sudas shiduchin. As we know, that's really 2 days in the Mordechai. And the question is, shiduchin doesn't have cheftza shel simcha, because it's a monetary agreement, basically. But the idea that there might be some simchas agavra, especially if it means that it's very difficult to back out of the commitment, is something to think about, and that's perhaps the discussion in the Mordechai. Also, a similar language, but a little bit stronger, he also has in the next piece here. He quotes the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva wrote Perush on Brachos, as we know, and there's also, if you look at the Mosar Rav Kook version that came out of the Ritva and Brachos, there's also Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva. Anyways, in Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva, he has Ein Omrim Shasimcha B'mono, right? Ela B'simcha Shal Mitzvah. Okay? So that's, the Sefer Batim just says, B'chol Dabar Shehu Mitzvah. You wonder, again, this is going back to our discussion of Yom Shel Shlomo, right, the Yom Shlomo is discussing it in terms of the participation of a Talmud Chacham, and then, by extension, the question perhaps of Shasimcha B'mono, any Suda L'Shem Mitzvah, or Dafka a Suda that's justified by a Mitzvah Simcha? And then again, what do we mean by Mitzvah Simcha? But once again, this Ritva seems to be considering widening this issue, and that of course is L'Shitaso, in that he, you know, considers the possibility of pidgin aben in our sugya very, very, very prominently. Yeah.
Also, I mean, just the lashon of the ra'ah.
Yeah.
He seems a little more expansive though, because it speaks specifically. But he also says, "With being gula kibushin dami, the ika ma'isa the mitzvah the simcha."
Ah. Again, what it is about it is there's ma'isa mitzvah the simcha. And by the way, that makes sense. As we know, the Ritva was tremendously influenced by the Ra'ah. So again, that doesn't have to be, you know, some specific, in theory, it's not just Ishus, and it's not just Mila, right, which might have been unique. You might say Ishus is a Klal Yisrael Halacha in the sense of Kedushas Yisrael. Mila is certainly about Kedushas Yisrael. We'll see another Chiluk in a moment. You know, but any Sudas, you know, Mitzvah Shal Simcha? Not necessarily, right? And for the Sefer Bata, maybe any Su'udas mitzvah, even if it isn't mitzvah, shall simcha. Okay. Anyways, the Sefer Manig, also here, page 176. I mentioned the Manig's view about Shasimcha B'mona being mitzarit, but that aside, explains that you don't say Asher Bara beyond the Shivas Yamim, which is the standard view. Shari Avru Zayin Yimei HaMishteh. V'lo Asher Bara shehi mechlal birchas chasanim. You don't say it because it's birchas chasanim, but he adds, "Deshuv eino chasan v'kala." That's just an important line which we've talked about. You know, ein monim tachshitim v'nakala lamid yom. We talked about, you know, what happens at these various stages. before, that's from the Shiduchin, after the Erisin, you know, Michi Rami, Sa'ari, Basinta, you know, then comes the Erisin, the actual Nisuin, right? Under the Chuppah, Yom Rishon, which we'll talk about in a minute, Shivas Yamim, Shloshim Yom, Yud Beis Kodesh, right? What happens to the various, both in terms of Simcha and in terms of the legal, you know, status? You know, when do you lose the Shem Chasson? Is that the same time when you lose the Shem Kala? When do you lose the Shem Chasson Vikala? You know, etc. So this is a line in the Manhig that the Shem Chasson Vikala only lasts Zion, Zion Yom. And certainly not everybody agrees. Okay. He also goes on to say that when it comes to Shasimcha B'mono, that you do require, we'll get back to this, this is going to be our next topic very quickly, that you require base hachupa even mizayin ad lamed yom. Because we'll discuss in a minute whether you need base hachupa even during the Zayin Yamim. But that you should require it for Zayin Yamim is one thing. Because you might say, oh, as we'll soon discuss, maybe that's part of the Shem Chasson Vakala, or that's part of the reenactment, or that's the certainly the for one of three reasons, right? The intensity of simcha level that you require. So, but to say that you need beis hachuppah either before the nisuin, which is the discussion of the Shita Yishana, which we'll get to in a minute, or mi zayin vad lamed mi lamed ad yud beis chodesh machmas hilula, to say you still require beis hachuppah, that seems very mechudash. It's hard to know whether the chiddush, you know, is in shasimcha b'mono or it's in beis chuppah. We'll get to that, but that is the view of the manig. And he also adds ukesha chasson meisav imahen. We've discussed whether the chasson and kala need to be there or only one of them. But he says kesha chasson meisav imahen. But he adds apapisha ena ochel the kaimla nein simcha below chuppah. His explanation is that chuppah mokom chuppah is a din in simcha. Even apparently Shasimcha b'mono, even for these extended times, and the chasson's presence—not his participation in the meal, but at least his presence of heseba meisav imahem. I don't know if walking, you know, through the room and waving at people is enough. Maybe he has to be meisav imahem. That's also certain kedushas. He doesn't need to be eating, but the presence of the chasson in a significant way and beis chuppah are part of the shiur of simcha. That's also something important. I also want to just mention very quickly the language of the Or Zeruah. So the Or Zeruah, this is on page 180 here. Really, it's in the Or Zeruah, Simen Kuv Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos. So he discusses the question of it's a piece on Zman. When do you need Zman? When not? All those pieces in the Rishonim are very fascinating, and they're always dual issues. Number one, the criterion of Zman, and number two, How do we apply it to different examples, and all sorts of really interesting things emerge, different mitzvos, treated differently, and so on and so forth. Anyways, so in discussing the question of Zman, the Or Zeruah makes the Ha'ara that maybe you shouldn't, he raises the question, the opposite question, as we know that the Gemara says that theory would have Shasimcha b'mono, Ilav, you know, Tzara Dinuka. And then we know there's a Machlokas HaRishonim, right, whether or not there's Zman, and whether that's connected to Shasimcha B'mono. Right? But in that direction, we are only familiar, right, with the perspective that either you could be Mechalek, or you're going to conclude that there's no Zman, because there's no Shasimcha B'mono. Right? The Ramach, and that day in Hagos Munios, and so on. But when we read the Gemara, we said there are two ways to read the Gemara, right? One is that the Gemara is basically saying there's the means, you know, of Simcha, or there's the foundation of Simcha in Mila, but Shal Simcha B'mono needs more, you know, intense or pure, or Simcha Sagabra without ambivalence, right? That's one way to look at the Gemara, right? The other way to look at the Gemara is that the Gemara changed its mind completely and said, you think Mila has Simcha because Sasanochi, but Tzara Dinuka, you know, disrupts the whole thing. And then the question is, even on the Chefza level, only on the Gavra level, right, how do you do all of this? Oh. What's unique about the Arzarua, so in other words, we know Rishonim are quoting there's no Simcha B'mono, therefore there's no Shechianu, or maybe it could be Mechale. But what about using the fact that the Gemara had the Havamina that there's Simcha B'mono to prove that there's Simcha in Mila? Right? So that's what the Orzarua does, but not with regard to Shechianu, but with regard to the Suda itself. Is there a din of Suda Smila? Is there a Chalos Suda Smila? Okay, we all know that there is because we all go, and then there's some question whether there's a Chatchila Basar, and we even know in the Haskaras of Birchas Hamazon that there are, you know, Harachamans that we say imply that it's a din in Suda, not just a Suda that you happen to make. But how do you know? How do you really know? Maybe Shasumcha B'mono, you don't say it, there's Tzara Dinuka. Maybe it's Stama Mitzvah and not Simchas Shal Mitzvah, or there is Simchas Shal Mitzvah, but side by side it's Tzar. How do you know you make a Seuda even? That isn't so pashut. So it's fascinating that the Arzarua, Umash Noagim Laso Suda Bibris Mila, quotes Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. He's very big on all these things. And then he says, Shema Mina Suda Smila Sas Mitzvah, Dila Pachi Loha the Ochil Rab Sham, question of Tamid Chachamim. Then he adds, Ramina Namli Perkamadik Suvis. Rav Chanina Yekel Bei Mehula Baruch Shech Shasim Chabemono V'lei Sochus Kavasei Mishum Tari De Yispei Tzara Di Nuka Abli Lav Tzara Di Nuka Habe Min Adin Lebaruch Shasim Chabemono Shema Mina Sudas Mitzvah Hi. But you could have said that the Gemara's Maskana is that it's not a Sudas Mitzvah for that reason. So you just wonder, are we going to find Rishonim? I'm not aware, or if I am, if I've seen it, I've forgotten it, but we should keep looking again. Are the Rishonim who dafka prove Shechianu in the Mila because of the Hava Mina, notwithstanding the Maskana that there's Shasimcha B'mono? As we know, Rishonim would say that there's no Shechianu because of the Maskana. Does anybody prove Shechianu because of the Hava Mina the way that the Arzarua is proving Suda because of the Hava Mina? That would be something interesting to find. I would not be surprised if that is findable. Then, just to mention the other way to look at it, instead of saying Shasimcha B'mono, here I'm in agreement with the Tamar, that instead of saying the Shasimcha B'mono, oh, it applies to everything, and V'haraya, it's Suin, it would have been in Mila, right? And then the question is, how far do you take it? Sudas Mitzvah, Suda Shal Simcha, Mitzvah Shal Simcha, you know, which type? And then the other day I was suggesting, you know, relating to the Yom Shel Shlomo's Ha'ara about Yom Tov and about Purim, and why you might be Mechalik between them and so on. There is another way to look at it, and that is that the Gemara had a Hava Mina that was specifically limited to Nisuin and Mila. And the question is, why should that be? So either because these are Chetza Shel Mitzvah Simcha, or because they have a special status in terms of Kedushas Yisrael and Bris. As we said, Mila is certainly that. And the idea that there's a special Geirus in Heter Isha Labala and special Kedushas Yisrael and all the things that we've been discussing, I think point in that direction as well. So to say Shasimcha B'mono and Dafka these, but there was no Hava Mina in anything but it, I think is something that is very sensible. Anyways, the Abu Dram doesn't exactly say that, not the explanation, but the Abu Dram does have the possibility that Shasimcha B'mono, there's no Hava Mina of Shasimcha B'mono other than Chuppa and Mila. And the reason being, the Yesh Omrim, Tamacher, it's page 181 in here, but it's in the Abadram, She'en Levarach al Asiyas Shum Mitzvah Shasimcha B'mono. And by the way, let me just parallel it. Remember that Tosa said, but Tosa didn't say it about Bris Mila, right? Tosa said it about Chuppa again, Tosa said by Katan, that maybe I in Marvin Simcha V'Simcha is Dapka about Chuppah and nothing else. Anyways, he suggests here, Eilavar Chalasiyas Shum Mitzvah Shal Simcha B'mono Ava B'Sheyesh Sam Simcha Sha'atam Shebenisuin B'Varchan Shal Simcha B'mono Mipnei Shemitzvah Rishona Shal Nisuin Nas Yisal Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'inyan Adam V'Chava U'Bemila Ha'ilan Advar Shal Simcha B'mono Mipnei Zeatam Gamkein Shemilas Avram Avinu Ha'isa Rishona Nas Yisal Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu of B'Shar Mitzvah Shalonasu Tchilasan Ela Yidei B'nei Adam Ein Levarech Kein. So that's a very interesting, I think it's in light of the Aruch HaShulchan that we talked about, I think there's another way to kind of, it isn't just that it was Ayidei, the Rabbanu Shalom, and therefore it's Simcha B'mono. Again, it's the Rabbanu Shalom Simcha, right? The Aruch HaShulchan's Ha'ara was, you know, that on the contrary, we say Shasimcha B'mono when the Simcha falls short of Shasimcha B'mono. But anyways, linking up the Savudram with that Aruch HaShulchan is quite interesting, because it means these are the Rabbanu Shalom's participation in Simchas. I would just add that, you know, either parallel to it or overlapping with it is that it's not a coincidence that the Rabbanu Shalom, you know, involved himself in the first wedding and in the first bris mila for the reasons that we just discussed, you know, in the sense of both the Chefza Shel Simcha and also the role that they play in Kiddushas Yisrael and in Geirus, etc. But aside from that, I think, you know, another possibility is what we said the other day, and that is that, let me add, and if that's the case, so again, revisiting Purim and Yom Tov for the moment, and Shabbos, so maybe what you could say also is, in light of the Avodram, or my extension of the Avodram, or my twist on the Avodram, is that, you know, Yom Tov, again, is, Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima, but the problem of Shabbos is that it's not Simcha, it's Oneg. But Yom Tov Dafka, as we said, is man-made, and certainly so is Purim. And again, Purim is also Mishta, the Simcha, whereas Yom Tov is the Simcha, which leads to Mishta, which makes it a better candidate. But either way, what you might say is, if the idea is that it's Simcha Bimono and not Al Yidei Adam, that these are further reasons not to go this route. In addition to the other suggestion that I made, which was that maybe Shasimcha Bimono is all about personal simchas, whereas again, Purim, Yom Tov, Shabbos, there are other expressions of their simcha because they are Klal Yisrael simchas, or simchas across the board. Yeah.
This with John works a nice thing you quoted something earlier about how the Shoshvina is part of the Hakama.
Yeah.
It said that Akash Baruch was not by Yodash Akash Baruch, but by the mere fact that he was present at the wedding.
So the Shoshvinim become integrated into the real.
They even consider the Nafas HaYadam.
Yeah, very good.
Actually, like he was Masada Kedushin or anything.
I don't know if he was Masada Kedushin. I mean, did he spill the wine or anything? I can tell you one thing.
Maybe it's the brachos.
What?
Because the Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the brachos.
Yeah.
The
Mika, the chuppah.
What?
So you mean the birchos nesuim.
Birchos nesuim.
Yeah, but he didn't, I'm not sure if he made the birchos eros.
Right. Oh, this would be a good ride that you wouldn't make them come on an air stand. But there probably wasn't an air stand for having a problem. Regardless of...
No. Okay. But that would be against the Raya. Though I want to mention that also. I don't know whether or not... Can the Raya stand if it's against the Raya? Meaning you could disagree with the Raya, but can you have such a Raya if it's against the Raya?
Why is it against the
Raya? The Raya is quoted here as saying that you will say Shasimcha B'mono... In 1 second, I'll tell you where that is. The Ravid is quoted here as saying that Bismanenu, that we all make the, once you make the Erisin.
That's only for prior to the
right. No, but you'll make the Shasimcha B'mono at the Erisin.
No,
at the Sudas Erisin. No, there are two different things. No. The Raivin is saying, right, even if you didn't have a previous Shiduchin, though. I hear what you're saying. I mean, you're wondering whether or not that's a Shir in the Kodem, or that's in its own right. Because you're not going to be Chozer. Right, but I thought also there's another formulation of it. Just 1 second, if I can't find it, I'll leave it. You might be right. I thought that somebody else quotes the Ravid as saying that Erison would be enough in its own right. Am I wrong about that? Maybe I'm wrong. 1 second. Just 1 second. Yeah. Kosov Araibid, this is in the Sefer Batin, right? Kosov Araibid, Mevarchan Shah Simkimono, Ata Besudas Erisin. She'en Lis Yare, Shemi Yatsur Bohem, Bipne Shosim Chizagodol. This is this is a different formulation. I don't know. You're right. The one in Tmim, read the Tmim Dayim one again? Yeah, I'm familiar. That's the one I was previously more. That's why I thought this one was striking. Yeah, that's both, that you have both. They're saying that even though the Gemara says that we're worried about being Choser, that's if it's only Shiduche, but not if it's Eresen. But the Sefer Abatim's version of the Raivin is Mevorchen Shal Simcha B'mono Ata Besudas Eresen. Not once as Erison for the sorry. That is on page 175 in the Kamai column. The Sefer Batim. The same Sefer Batim. Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. We quoted that already. We quoted it yesterday. I'm just saying, the Mordechai doesn't have to be. The Mordechai Shita doesn't have to prove that can't be a Raya. The Bat Shal Simcha B'mono is, you know, whatever. But the Raivid. Okay. Anyway, but that's the right. There are two versions of the Raivid. This version of the Raivid is that in Sudas Erison, which is not a preparation for Chuppah, you will also, like the Mordechai, exactly. I was just trying to add the stature of the Raivid to the picture. Okay, I'm sorry that took, oh, one more thing, just very quickly. On page 182 here, the Sefer HaSufos, okay, has a discussion about Zman in general. Okay, and okay, you know, actually, okay, it's very fascinating. But he discusses when you need zman, when you don't need zman. In the context of all that, he discusses whether Hanoah Siyum HaTorah V'Hatcholas HaTorah B'Simchas Torah L'Chason Mevarech She'achayanu. He suggests that the Rishus that we say, you know, when they call up the Chason Torah, the Chason Brachos, is the equivalent of a She'achayanu. And that's because the V'Yezman Shehu Rishus Ba'u Perek Mekom Arvin, that's on the outside. Hanoah Siyum HaTorah V'Hatcholas HaTorah B'Simchas Torah L'Chason Mevarech She'achayanu V'Hu Miyusad B'Rishus She'omrim L'Kriyas HaTorah L'Chason. So I thought that was just very interesting. We don't normally look at it that way, and I thought that was particularly interesting in light of the Yom Shel Shlomo. And it's very important to note that the Rishus is said in many shuls, and Baruch Hashem they're still standing. So okay. Agav, this Sefer HaSufos, which speaks about Zman, wants to know things like, how come in the Tilas Lulav and Yeshiva Basukah, the first time you do it, you say Zman, and Kriyas HaMegillah, and Tkiyas Shofar, but not Matzah and Maror? He suggests that a Matzah and Maror, the reason is because of it's included in Birchas Asher Ga'alanu. It's also fascinating. Birchas Asher Ga'alanu gets a lot of credit. Some people think that's the Bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now he's suggesting that this is the Bracha of Shechayanu on Matzah and Maror. Very fascinating issues. Among other things, he also tries to discuss, why don't you make a Shechayanu on Hallel? These are fascinating. I don't want to get into them because we'll never get out of it. That he says, Ein Mevarchin Zman Ki'im Al Guf Shal Mitzvah Shuba Machma Zman, whereas the Hallel is more of a, you know, Hallel is more of a recognition of the Yom. It's not a mitzvah of Ne'atzmo. Kegon Yamim Tovim Shemakrivim Musafim. Then he talks about Bir Chametz, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Chafni used to make a Birchas HaZman. But most poskim. What? What's only Hallel on Hanukkah? Ein Omer Man B'Yom Sheni. One second. Hanukkah Shekavu Adloka Mifnei Pakshem and Kavu Zman Laila Rishona. The Adloka, also mitzvah. Al Hallel in general.
No.
How do you know?
Because his rationale is on Yom, you'd only make Shekhen on Yom Tovim that you have Karban Musa.
Right, you make a Yom. No. I don't think you're reading it correctly. He spoke about what? Yeah, no, it's not your fault. It's very ambiguous. And you know, you most of the time you do read it. I don't think that's what he means. I think he's saying in Hanukkah you don't say, and as for Hallel, not Hallel of Hanukkah. The reason you don't, he says, for Yom Tov, you'll always say a Hashachianu, because it has a special, it itself embodies Kedushas Hayom, because of Yesh B'Musa. But Hallel, right, even Hallel and Yom Tov doesn't get a separate Shechianu, because the Hallel is just a generic expression. It's not, you know, each Yom Tov is has its own Musa, therefore it has its own separate Kedushas Hayom. Hallel is an expression that we're in a day of Kedushas Hayom, but it isn't about that particular Kedushas Hayom. That's the way I'm reading it is.
He's also coming off his discussion of Hanukkah.
Yeah. But he's talking about, he's coming off his discussion of Neiros Hanukkah.
Because, right, there you don't make Hallel because Hadlaka was so.
Correct.
And then on Hallel, you don't make it, on Hallel and Hanukkah, you don't make
But he doesn't say Hallel and Hanukkah. He says on Hallel. I mean, the Al Hallel, Ein Mevarech and Shechayon. Remember, previously he was talking about, remember, he's talking, and after Hallel, he's talking about, he was talking about Birchas Matzo Maror. Then he's talking about Omer. Then he talks about Yom Tov and Yom Tov Sheni. Then he talks about Hanukkah. Then he talks about Hallel. Then he talks about Bir Chametz. And then he talks about Osa Sukkah V'Lulav. So there's no reason to think, especially since, again, as far as I know, nobody, I'm not aware of a single Shita in the Rishonim that says that you make Shechianu ever on saying Hallel, on any Yom.
I think that's what he's holding. And it works with rationale. The rationale is,
No, I think what he's saying is, don't think... No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's, just like he's talking about all these other mitzvahs, he's saying, he's talking about Tzvirsa Omer, he's talking about Matzah, he's talking about Maror, he's talking about Lulav, he's talking about... And what about Hallel? How come you don't say Shechianu when you say Hallel? The answer is, on Yom Tov you say Shechianu, because you're basically making a bracha on the Kedusha Sayyom. But you're not making a bracha on a bracha.
There's also a linguistic point here that he says, talks about Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Chanukah
shekavu ha'hadlaka mipnei pachas shemen kavu zman laila rishona. Meaning he wants to know why there.
And then ha'halel, which is the definite halel.
Oh, come on. The al ha'halel, and on the mitzvah of halel, the
mufa. Ha'halel is the halel of Chanukah.
Not just because, I mean, you say rab this and that. You should really be saying harab this and harab that. What?
Ha-Halel.
It really is Ha-Halel. The Al-Ha-Halel. I mean, we're just all very on intimate terms with the Halel, but and with the Rabbanim, but it's really Harav, and it's really Ha-Halel. Likro es Ha-Halel. Right? So that's not a good... No, I totally understand how you read it as a continuation from Hanukkah, but what I'm saying is, the Sefer HaSufos is not some work that is minutak from halachic literature. It's not as if, I mean, if we knew that there were people saying zman on Hallel, we would know that, right? There were Rishonim who did say, right, zman. There was a debate about whether you say zman on a separate zman on lulav or not. Right, that's the whole discussion of the Rimigash and Mindayim. We know there's a debate. But as far as I'm aware, again, I could be wrong. As far as I'm aware, there's no one who says you make a Shechianu on Kriyas HaHalel. And this Asufos is dealing with broader mitzvos. So unless we know or knew that the Asufos held that you make Halal on Yontif and you just don't make Halal on Hanukkah, which would be remarkable. It's he's talking about general Hallel. But what he says makes total sense. What he's saying is the Hallel that we make, the Simchas for the Kedushas Hayom. It's not only for the mitzvah. By the way, this is really what the point I wanted to make. Meaning, why do you make a separate Kedushas Hazman for Shofar, which is debated, whether you do or don't for Shofar? For Shofar, for Lulav, but not for Matzah and Maror. In a sense, I think I spoke about this earlier in the year. Did I? Yeah. Before Rosh Hashanah, I think I spoke. I get a shiur. In the Beis Medrash shiur, right? So I think I mentioned it. This is really Tosas in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalid and the Ran and Rabbi Kideger, when they talk about Yom Tosheni Shel Golios, they also seem to, you know, there seems to be a debate whether or not there's significance to the fact that, you know, is the bracha that you make on Kedushas Hayom generally enough for the mitzvos that do as a result of that Kedushas Hayom? And is there a difference in that respect between shofar? I was trying to make the point that maybe shofar, there are two dinim, right? There's a din of, there are two psukim, right? Shofar has the din of Parshas Enmar and the din of Pinchas, basically. Two different formulations in terms of what the mitzvah, Yom Truah and Zichron Truah. That's the point I was trying to make. But it seems like Matzah and Maror, you don't make a separate, that's the Ha'ara basically of Tosas, of the Ran and Rabbi Kiveh, saying, well, did Tosas forget that when it comes to Matzah and Maror, you know, we don't make a separate bracha? Right? So I think the point is, to what extent are certain mitzvahs represent a separate dimension of Kedushas Hayom, whereas others are just the way that we express the particular Kedushas Hayom. So Hallel, I think what Sefer HaSukkos is saying is, you know, we make the bracha on Kedushas Hayom as reflected by Musafim and different Chalukim, the Korban Hoseh. That's why Shvi Shel Pasach, right? We don't make a Shechiyanu because it's not Chalukim B'Korban Hoseh. That's also why there's no separate Hallel. Right? Both the Zman and the Hallel reflect the Kedushas Hayom, but the Hallel isn't an added dimension or expression of Kedushas Hayom. What you might say is that Lulav and Sukkah, because they're two different mitzvos, or for various reasons, represent two different dimensions of Kedushas Hayom, whereas Matzah, and especially Matzah Maror, and Maror's status in general, you know, maybe there should be no Havamina at all, the same, you know, Zman and Maror, both because it's the negative, it's the Abdus, and also maybe it's Tafel, fundamentally, right? Asufos actually seems to be treating Matzah and Maror equally, which is fascinating too. But he says it's because of Asher Golanu, basically saying, yeah, you need Shechayanu and you have it. But what I'm trying to point out is that the discussion of Tosas and Sukkah Memdalid and Rabbi Kveger and earlier the Ran, etc., sound like there's a difference, and objectively it sounds like there's a difference. And I think the Hallel point is a great way to express that particular difference. Anyways, it's also interesting that he says, Mashi Mevarech Al Asiyah Sukkah Velulav, right, she mitzvah nikeres sheyesh lasos mi bod yom av a matzah ein asiyasa heker kim b'shasha ochla. That's also fascinating, and that shar yomim arishus, meaning he's highlighting that matzah is, you know, only really first day, and also preparing matzah, even though I think there isn't the issue of lishma is an asiyas hamatzah, but it's not so much that asiyas hamatzos is a chalos, you know, in the same sense that putting together a lulav and putting together a sukkah is. So again, just in light of what we spoke about a little bit before Pesach, what I would say is, building the sukkah and creating the lulav, in addition to them being different dimensions of Kedushas Hayom and the matzah and maror, according to what I'm saying, being chagamatzos, you know, and zman cheruseinu, that's the matzah and maror. It's already included under the rubric of the Kedushas Hayom. In addition to that, I think the second point, which is, it's all focused on preparing for the mitzvah achila, whereas in lulav and especially in sukkah, you know, the change of the headquarters and the building of the sukkah, the heksher parts already is something more. And that dictates also whether or not in creating the cheftza, you're also going to, you know, rhapsodize about Shechiyanu v'Kimanu, that this is a milestone. When is the heksher part of the cheftza shel mitzvah? And when is the heksher just a heksher? Etc. That's why, again, the bir chametz becomes quite interesting too, because you know, there are various other reasons why we can explain you do or don't have Shechiyanu or Zman, but if you do, even though it's Kodem, that would confirm our shir right before, which was the Heksher part of Bir Chametz in Matzah. Anyways, the real reason I wanted to quote the Sefer HaSukkos, I'm sorry it took so much time, is the idea of Hanoas Si Torah right of the Yom Shel Shlomo, and I think that's a really interesting parallel. Okay, now let's talk about Beis Chasanim, Yom Rishon, and our Okay, we'll have to do most of this, I guess, on Sunday. And a few other points that we have to finish up. So Sunday, Monday, we'll try to finish up. So let's talk about Beis Chasanim first. That we can do very quickly. So the Gemara has this expression on Daf Zayin Amud Beis that Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Beis Chazago. Avi, what's the language of Gemara? Mevarchin Birchas Eirson Beis Eirson. How does it go? On Zayin Amud Beis. Yeah. We still have to speak about that a little bit quickly too, right. Meaning the Minna Yehuda and so on. Correct. So, but basically, this expression Mivarchin Birchas Nesuin, right? The Beis Chasanim, right? Needs to be. What does it mean? What does the Gemara mean by that? Beis Chasan. Okay. So, the Rambam actually does use that expression also. In Hilchos Brachos, though, right? Perek Beis. What does it mean? So if you look at Rashi al Atar, Avi, what does Rashi do or not do?
So he seems to just give you a time frame.
Yeah, Rashi basically neutralizes it, right? It doesn't really mean Beis Chasan. There's no venue. It's a time. It's a temporal point rather than a geographic point. Correct? What does Rashi say? Meaning, you don't rush. The Birchas Chasanim. Don't say it before you're ready to do the chuppah. You don't say it bezmana erusin, and that's the minhag Yehuda, right? Where they're basically saying he's basically emphasizing the contrast, which is Yehuda, which is they said Birchas Chasanim bebeis erusin, but not really bebeis erusin, meaning bezmana erusin, and we still have to figure out why that is. Ellie?
Rashi. Understanding Beis Chasan as saying that, or are you just adding on to Beis Chasan? As to be both in the Beis Chasan and
I hear, maybe. I thought that this was his way of saying there's no such din as Beis Chasanim. It's just a way of, do you have a diuk otherwise? I mean, I can't prove it, but I just thought it was strange. Why would he emphasize that here? On the Beis Chasanim. It's Dima Basra Beis Chasanim, right?
About the criteria for saying Brach.
Okay.
I'm trying to say it's not just like anytime you happen to be
a Beis Chasanim. So the Hava Mino in Yehuda, they only said the Birchas Chasanim Bizmana Erison if they happen to be in the Chuppah Hall? That true?
I don't think
that's true.
The Rizva also said it's Orchid the Milson, not by he popped up. Is it him after he's interpreting Rashi? He says it's just
Orchid
the Milson, not
by he. Meaning it's.
It's just about the time.
There's no such thing. It's a timing halacha. I think that's the pashtus. I can't prove it 100%, but I think that is the pashtus. On the other hand, we know that the Balei Tosfos certainly did not interpret it this way. Right? Yakir? Which Balei Tosfos? Tosfos and Sukkah on Chafeyim and Beis suggest that there really is a din of Beis Chasan. And then Tosfos has two deos and the Rosh there as well. What are we talking about? What does it mean? So what could it mean? First they suggest the pashtus of what it means and they reject it. What's that? The actual place where the marriage ceremony, whatever that is, took place, right? Where they stood under the chuppah, if that's what happened, or where they did the badekin, according to those Rishonim. I don't know, the Yichud Room, according to the Rambam? Whatever it was, it's getting a little, tricky already. But, okay. Mokom HaChuppah, why does Tosfos reject it?
Tosfos says that when there was a large crowd, first time they did the Rafos, it would often be outside in the Rafos.
Yeah, like an Anatafka. The wedding took place in the street there, right? In the main street of Anatafka. Okay. So that's how he rejects it. But the truth is that depending on what the chuppah is, as we just discussed, right, you don't have to reject it, right? If it's standing under the klunsos, or put it this way, if it's a makom that the Maisa Chuppah took place, in theory, there is room for reading such a read. What's Tosis's own suggestion at the end of the day? That what does it mean, Beis Chasanim? Ikar Yeshivas Chasam Bekala, which means? I mean, where they live, presumably. So this really, and this is a very remarkable halacha, meaning the dinah of Sheva Brachos, Sheva Simei Mishta and Sheva Brachos would be limited to where they live. Right? If we want to understand the nature of this halacha, right, there are several things that we could obviously suggest in light of things that we've been discussing. Right? Well, the easiest to say, and probably the most accurate, to be honest, Nakir, is to say, well, what kind of halacha is this? Or just give, why should I limit you? So what kind of halacha is Beis Chasanim? What are some of the alternatives that come to mind? And how would that affect how we define Beis Chasanim? And maybe even how we apply Beis Chasanim?
It could be application in Simcha on different levels.
Simcha. And the simple pshat is that this is a shiur in Simcha. In other words, there has to be a certain level of Simcha, certain dimension of Simcha. Again, it doesn't have to be quantitative level, it could be a dimension, a certain aspect, in other words, or facet of the Simcha. You know, doing it in the, you know, in a particular, limiting it to certain kind of venues, you know, highlights or accentuates, you know, some of the, special joy of this event. So that is definitely a very prominent view. If that's the case, then I think we should probably expect that, you know, this might also apply pre and post Shiva Simei Mishta, number one. And number two, we might think that it'll be a little more flexible, right? Because it isn't per se the venue, it's what the venue contributes to the intensity or some qualitative aspect of the Simcha. What else could one say? Yeah, if it's a reenactment in some level of the event, especially if you're saying all the brachos, you know, for that reason, etc. So then the idea that it should be reenacted in the venue where it actually took place is very reasonable. That would certainly point to the, not to the, so much to the Ikar Makom Yeshivas Chasan Vakala, but again to the perspective that it's the place where the actual wedding took place. Right? Because that's where, if it's a reenactment, it should be an accurate, reenactment, presumably. On the other hand, the idea of Ikar Makom Yeshivas Chasan Vakala, in addition to the Simcha component, has another, I think, interesting element to it, perhaps, with some added haros, namely, what else? Yeah?
The result of the marriage, so it might best signify the marriage itself? Or
excellent. In other words, especially if we take the view that, like the Ran, right, the Chadome, which is that, you know, the Chuppah, in a way, is, you know, Knisa Lershuso, right? And even if the Chuppah isn't Knisa Lershuso, you know, but on some level, the chalosa ishus is knisa l'shusa. If the maisa chuppa isn't knisa l'shusa exactly, like the Ran, but you know, some people think, oh, that's really symbolically what the tachas haklunsos is, or as we read the Meiri's version of, you know, them both being, you know, under the same, you know, talis or beged, you know, etc. Meaning celebrating the yichud. Or the, you know, Mokom, Ikar, Yeshivas, Chasam Vakala, isn't just a dimension of Simcha. In a way, it's like a continuing, you know, celebration of the Chalos Ha'ishas, or the Tchilas Ha'ishas itself. Exactly. I think that is. But then there's this added idea that, you know, that Chalos, you might say, oh, well, that, you know, for the Ran, it was that moment of Knisas you know, Knisa L'Shusa, which is why I always tell the Chassan and the Kala, you know, you should, you know, give a couple of dollars to the person who owns the hall and you know, officially rent out, not my suggestion alone, many people make a suggestion, you know, for the sake of the run, you know, to, or the Mokam Akhupa, so it's also the run's Ikar, it's, not Ikar, Mokam Knisa, in the sense of, you know, Knisa L'Shusa. But this idea would be based on the idea that during the Shiva Samisha, what you're celebrating can only be, it's either that reenactment, or more to the point, that chalos, or the hemshech of that chalos for 7 days, of, you know, tchilas, you know, knisa, lershuso, or the tchila of their living together. Okay. So I think that makes sense, and that of course should be ikar, makom, yeshivas, chasan, the Kala. Okay. If we take the view that it's literally Makom Achupa, right, if that is a reenactment, then certainly that also links the Chupa and the Zion Yamim and the Sheva Brachas of the Zion Yamim. Again, it could just be Mishum Simcha and then has nothing to do with each other, but certainly if we're either reenacting, you know, or capturing, you know, that thing that initiated but continues in very intense fashion for this period of time, the Yom Tov to David Dida, then the idea that this isn't a new stage and a Mechayev Bifnei Atzmo, but some sort of continuation of the Chuppah, you know, maybe even a replication of the Chuppah, is something that is very reasonable too. Okay. The Hagos Mamunios, in the context of Panim Chadashos, as we know, we're going to finish in one more minute, has a suggestion in the name of the Chachmei Narbona, which we'll talk about more when we talk about Panim Chadashos, that what, Robbie?
All of the Yechopah that were actually there come back for Panim Chadashos.
Yeah, that Panim Chadashos requires Dafka, not new people, not new blood, but Dafka the people who were there, the Chuppah. So the idea that you require the Mokom HaChuppah and that you also require people who are at the Chuppah, in other words, if you want, you know, the, you know, that could be understood again on a Simcha level of recreation for the sake of Simcha. It could also be understood as you know, reenactment. You know, again, if you want the, you know, if you want to play the video, so the people have to be, you know, the same people. You know, otherwise it's not an accurate reenactment. Do they have to be wearing the same clothes? The same Hamburg? I don't know.
It's a live action play.
Not sure. Itamar? They have to wear the same clothes? But certainly they'd have to keep saying Shasim Chodemono. No. I like, how far do you go with this? I don't know. But I think the Chachmei Narbona on the people level, on the personnel level, and the idea that it's actually Mokom HaChuppah on the venue level, are at least, they don't have to be the same, but they're at least similar. So let's just remind everybody what some of the issues, you know, might be here. What about Kodem Nisuin? So what about Kodem Nisuin? In other words, Mikim Rami Sa'ari Basinta, Shmuel? Yeah, so if you have the language, Shiti Shana is quite interesting. Shiti Shana has two deos in Bichi Rami Sa'ari Basinta, whether or not that requires base hachop or not. Go ahead. So again, that's the language of the Gemara in Sukkah, in Simcha l'bamakom chuppah, because the Gemara there's talking about, you know, whether or not the Chasan and Kala and the Shushbinin, by the way, right? Tamar? In Sukkah, that's a good raya also, that we're talking about the status of Shushbinim in Sukkah, that they're really integral to the, you know, to the whole operation. So the Gemara uses the expression Ein Simcha Ela B'Makom Chuppah, and this is where the Rishonim, that's why Tosus discusses this in Sukkah Chapei Amud Beis, get the perspective that this language of Beis Chasanim is real, right? The ones who accept it. So in a way, it's easy to say the whole thing is just a dimension of Simcha. You want to recreate that intensity or that quality, that particular kind of Simcha, you need the venue as well. Of course, you don't have to say that. What you could say is that Simcha has a broader meaning here, and that is, you know, the, if you want to recreate the wedding, the Simcha of the wedding, then you need the Makom HaChuppah. Okay, either way, but the it's interesting that the Shita Yishana is quoting this as a din in Simcha, and he's suggesting that even in advance, now it's hard to say, there's no reenactment in advance, so what is it, like the non-Jews have a wedding rehearsal? I never really understood that. Okay, but anyways, did they require that everybody be dressed the same way when they do the wedding rehearsal?
Dress rehearsal.
What?
Dress rehearsal.
A dress rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
I don't know. No? I'm saying no. Are you not sure? Or the Judeans?
They don't
or you're not
sure?
Rehearse
anything. What? They don't actually rehearse anything.
What do you mean they don't rehearse anything?
It's like a dinner.
Oh, it's a dinner?
Yeah, it's just a
separate. Is it Mechirami Sa'ari Basimcha?
I don't know.
It's definitely
Mechirami Sa'ari.
But
they didn't do any rehearsal, they just had a dinner.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I mean the priest doesn't have to be there, there's no ring.
They were Jewish, I don't know.
Ooh, they were Jewish. Right, now I'm not going to sleep tonight. Oh. Too much knowledge. All right. Anyways, the Bechirami Sa'ari Basinta certainly is not a reenact. Whether it's a rehearsal, but a real rehearsal, or not, you know, that it's probably not. As we know, it's an expression of Simcha. That's why you say Shasimcha B'mono. Right. So anyway, so that you should require Beis Chasanim would seem to be that's why he's quoting Ein Simcha Ela B'chuppa, right? Keep going. There's a second day. Oh. So now, what is he saying in the second day? So there could be two things. If we said that the din of Beis Chuppa or Beis Chasanim is really a din in reenactment or something, or the Hemshech of Tchilas HaIshus, right? So then we understand totally why that doesn't apply Mechirami Sa'ari Basinta. Because again, that's looking forward, and that's just pure Simcha, but there's no reenactment and there's no Tchilas HaIshus. But the language of Shita Yishana does not seem to be saying that. It doesn't seem to be, I think we could say that for anybody who holds this way. But the language of Shita Yishana seems to be purely on a Simcha level because he seems to be invoking the requirement of Machma Silula and Lo Machma Silula. Yeah, Hanan?
I was just going back to the Chachmen point.
The which point?
The Chachmen Nebonia.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I mean, with the people,
yeah,
the
so
personnel.
If it's a reenactment, so I mean, the lesson of the Ron specifically was that you're reenacting for the panel chadasha. So
yeah.
You'd have to say it's that you're reenacting for the chasim kala themselves, probably according to the chacham.
Right, but maybe the point is that you can only justify amir or sabrachos.
It doesn't say that you need new that it's like panel chadasha for that the panel chadasha are the people that were always there, and then there also should be new people there that you're reenacting for.
Right. So I think there are two things to say for Chachmin Arbona. One is that they too are not operating with reenactment, but with a level of Simcha, but instead of Simcha being, you know, flavor, the new flavor of the month, it's on the contrary. The people who you cared about enough, I actually like it very much, even from a pure Simcha point of view, especially from a pure, meaning, who are the people that matter to you? Some guy in the street who you didn't want to come to your wedding? You know, but he qualifies as part of, I'm not saying, no, I shouldn't have said that. No, really, anytime people have Shavuot and they invite Panim Chadashos, there's a really good reason that those Panim Chadashos are the right people to add the dimension of Simcha. Especially if there's somebody who couldn't make the wedding, but who they really wanted to be there, or they really wanted him to be at that Shavuot Brachos, because his particular contribution is to add to that dimension of Simcha. But having said that, you know, we can certainly understand how the world might think that dragging somebody off the street who, you know, you practically never met and don't want to come to your wedding, you know, how that might be less Simcha than the Chachmei Narbona, right? I mean, all the people who you paid for them to come into your wedding, you flew them in from all over the world, and or they, you know, they like you and have a relationship with you, and they, you know, took off time to come to your wedding. So the dimension of Simcha, having them again, what, you're tired of them because you saw them, you know, these are the people who matter to you. You see them every day and they matter to you, or you see them once in a while and it's, you know, and it was just so special that they came in because of this. So I totally agree that Chachma Narbona does not have to be on the basis of reenactment. It could be just a dimension of Simcha, and that's very possible. I'm only also suggesting that Chachma Narbona could work the other way. But if that's the case, it's not for an audience.
Right.
It's for this to be a chalos reenactment, which justifies the way to look at it is like this. You could say all these brachos again. It isn't a bracha la batala, or it isn't just a kind of chucha utrula that cheapens the whole thing is saying all these brachos 10 times a day for 70 times in a week, you know, every time you get together to celebrate this wedding. Like, what's going on here? The answer is no. Each time you're reenacting the wedding. It's amazing, right? You're recapturing that moment, but you can only recapture it with the same people. Again, I'm not sure whether they have to be wearing the same clothes, but presumably not. But yeah.
So the Gemara Sukkah, the Tosafot and Sukkah are making a deal from the Gemara Sukkah of Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah.
Yeah.
It tends to very much be different simchas.
I was just saying it could also be that Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah, instead of emphasizing the simcha part of it, meaning Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah, you can't reenact the Simchas HaChasana. Right, I agree, the language is whatever, but it doesn't have to be. Either way, the Shita Yishana, instead of saying, oh, this is reenactment, this is whatever, of course it can't apply in advance, it seems to be saying something a little different, which is fascinating, and that is, even if it's all Midin Simcha, which is how we could have a Havamina, that you need Beis Chasanim even in advance, maybe we see from the need for Machma Silula, Lo Machma Silula, etc., that the way that we trigger, you know, sufficient simcha is different depending on the timing. And what I would add here is as follows. Meaning, is there a chalos shame chuppah? Whether it is the mokom where we really had the event, or ikar yeshivas chasen v'kala in advance. What you might say is, in other words, that, and I want to say two things, two possibilities here. One is that it's a celebration, and it's a simcha, but of a different stage of the Ishas. And therefore, that different stage makes certain props more or less, necessary. Now, there's in the Zayinim Amishta, the Mokom Ikar Yeshivas Chasen V'Kala is critical, because that's what we're celebrating, that stage. Maybe even more so than the Chuppah, maybe the Chuppah also, if it's reenacted, certainly. But in advance, we're not rehearsing, because that's a simulation and that's a fake. Right? Even the people who do it, you say, don't even, it's not a real rehearsal. I'm so disappointed to find out. What is it? It's a simcha of the anticipation, which makes it a little precarious, which is why they were discouraging of it, Shema Hadarbei. Right? But when you don't have to worry about that, that anticipation is a stage. It's not just the taste of what will be. It's now the taste of what will be. And similarly, afterwards, you might say the same. Yeah, that's the question, right? And what is the celebration? Bizayin ad laman and milaman ad yud beis chodesh. What you might say is, and for the Rambam, in my opinion, even the Zayin Yamim is this, right? It's a different chalos. All the stages. The ones before, the during, the immediate aftermath, right? The perspective of Lo Lamed Yom, the perspective of Yud Beis Chodesh. Each one is a different thing, and therefore it should use different props. That's one. Number two, these are all both within the world of Simcha, not reenactment and so on. Maybe in Achanami, you have to go for the intense Simcha. If there was a Chalos, Shem, Chuppah, or whether it's the one where you're going to say your vows, or the Ikar Yeshivas Chasam V'Kala that you're going to live, then in Achanami, that would be Ma'akev. But maybe in advance, what you might say is there's no Chalos Chuppah yet of either of these. So it's not a Chisara that you don't have it. Again, if it was necessary that you needed it, you don't have it either. But how can you celebrate the wedding without the prop of the... There's no Chalos Chuppah. It's just, it's all in the planning right now. Maybe you'll use it, maybe you won't. And even if you know you'll use it, but it doesn't have that status. Okay. Either way, by talking about Korile, Machmas Ilula, etc., I think that the Shita Yishana is saying one of these two points. He's saying, or maybe both, maybe meaning the different stages, are different. They're celebrating different things, or the chaloses and the props, have different meaning and status during these times. Similarly, the Manhig's discussion of La'achar, right, you could have been Mechalik and say, oh, once there was a chuppah, now there's a shame chuppah, even vis-a-vis the Lamed, or maybe the Lamed and the Yud Beis, are expansions of the chuppah or the Zion. or not. But it's interesting that Sefer HaManig really does think that the, he doesn't tell us what he thinks about before, but he does tell, Shiti Shana doesn't tell us what he thinks about after, right? Although he hints at it by saying, you know, maybe since there's a different level of Karle Macham Silula, you know. But the Manig really thinks that Beis Chasanim and presence of the Chasan, not his eating, but his mace of presence, is important. Okay. So partly this also depends, and with this we'll conclude for today, on the issue that Tosis and the Ramban and the Ran and the others deal with, which is this limited to Birchas Chasanim and or at least Asher Bara, or does it even apply to Shasimcha B'mono? So the Bali Tosis and Sukkah say Shasimcha B'mono, right? And Asher Bara and the Birchas Chasanim, they say everything. And we know that some Rishonim say, even if you need Beis Chasanim for, you know, Shar Brachos, maybe not, for, basically three things, right? A Zayin Brachos, yes, not Asher Bara and Shasimcha B'mono. Or Zayin Brachos and Asher Bara, but not Shasimcha B'mono, or even Shasimcha B'mono. So these three Shitos can be understood, again, in two ways, part of which we've discussed, right? One is, you know, understanding Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara and their relationship to Shar Brachos. You know, is it, if it's limited to Birchas Chasanim or it's limited to the specific Simcha of Chasan V'Kala, you're going to make those distinctions. But it also could be about the nature of Beis Chasanim. And what you might say is the more Beis Chasanim is a din in Simcha, it could apply to, it should apply to everything. The more it's Dafka Simchas Chasan V'Kala, or especially the Chalos of Birchas Chasanim, the more you're going to limit it. What about Almon V'Almana on the first day? Right? Is there any difference between them and anything else? Right? That would also be a dual question. Okay, that's I'll speak more about it, but that's mostly Beis Chasanim. Now I want to speak about, and we'll pick up with this on Sunday, is the first of the Shivas Yamim have any Yichus vis-a-vis the Chuppah? Is it just an extension of the Chuppah? Is it an extension of the Chuppah? Does it have any status vis-a-vis the other 6 days? And if so, does it matter whether it took place on the Yom HaChuppah parallel, one might say, to Lo Aleinu, you know, Avelus, where you have Yom Rishon Shehu Yom Kavura Umbisa, or no? And if so, what are the aspects of that? And especially I want to speak about Panim Chadashos and how we're Magdir that. So that's for Sunday, and then we still have to speak a little bit about Minag Yehuda, and then I'll give you Mar Makomos on Shav Yanach.